Greetings, Keshi. How are you?
I'm good, Mr. Zimmer, and yourself?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. Welcome to In the Footsteps of the Pioneers, the commercial podcast and radio interview series with the founder, former, and current members of the organization. I want us to talk about your background in this first series, first episode. From where you were born, where you grew up, to a point where you came over to Gauteng to continue with your university studies. Perhaps let's start with where you were born and where did you go to school to, and maybe just explain who is Keshi for those who are listening.
Keshi, it's actually Mposetse Isao Mathole. Keshi coming from the nickname Stephen Keshi, the Nigerian
And himself.
great, yeah, great, which left us. Yeah, I got that name in terms of the captaincy, the fitness, which and the playing at the back as well, ensuring that I marshal my defense as well. That's where the name came about. I grew
That's
up,
a great character.
yes, I was born in Bushbuckridge, in a village called Bevelshoek, around Akonhoek. And I started my early school in Makgatlisha Primary School, till Standard 4, which is Grade 6. Then my parents, having moved and started a family and working in Phalaborwa due to the mining developments in Phalaborwa, I had to relocate to Phalaborwa to stay with my parents. There, I continued my primary school at Namakgale Primary School. I'll say that's where my early childhood and my early football, in terms of all the basics I get to learn and the exposure of being in the environment where I'm fully developed as a football player. That's where it started.
And the parents were have always been very supportive with, of you playing football.
The parents have been supportive on in my career for playing football. There was never a time where anything came in terms of conflict. They knew I was in the right place. And even the person who was running our development team as well, because it was more professional in terms, in the sense that it was funded by the mining company, which is PMC, and they were really more involved in ensuring that the development of the kids of the miners around are taken into consideration. Whether it's sport, it's football, it's boxing, karate, they were really investing in to development. So it was a good upbringing and a good structure to have went through.
Something I've always wanted to ask you, how many siblings do you have?
I have a younger brother and the elder brother. We actually three boys. I'm from a family of
Boys only.
boys. I learned early to be able to do everything, meaning cooking and taking care of
Cleaning.
myself. I can tell you, even when going to tertiary or going into institution of higher learning, it was not really in terms of taking care of myself and knowing the chores in terms of cooking. And those are some of the things which you had to learn to do those kind of things. But I...
That explains the discipline that is in you. One can tell that it's a balanced discipline. It's not just one-sided. Not discipline only in the football, but also everywhere else. Tell me, you have always spoken about playing football in Palabra with great admiration. So tell me a little bit about the academy life there, the type of academy and the type of life you experienced.
It was where we honed our basic. I can tell you there is even now, whoever has played with me or played against me, there are certain things which if you don't get them right, we always have been talking in each and every level or in interaction. There are certain things, if you get them right from the onset, it's you will never, there are certain things which if you do them wrong early, you find it's really difficult to be able to catch up or to be able to develop whenever you are fully fleshed players. Some which we witness even in some of our PSL players or players which are playing in the highest level, but you find there are some elements which you can be able to see that they still get them wrong. So I played in Chappies Little League. Fortunately, even going to high school level, there've been during that time it was around where our 96 squad football has been. It was a vibrant era in terms of football. Our nation, South Africa, winning the Nations Cup. We had more sponsorship coming into football. We had Coca-Cola Cup. We had Albany Cups, which we always look forward to year in, year out. I played Chappies Little League from the development where I even got an exposure to play. We used to cut and race. The first game which Bafana came in Limpopo, the old Peter Mokaba Stadium, cut and raced for, meaning we played before they could be able to play. It was quite an honor playing at that stage, at an early age. So that's where the football really into it. I traveled the province, being in different squad. So football has always been with me throughout those early years.
And your academy work and the school work, were they always coordinated well?
It was, and I didn't have a choice. Because I was one of those good students in terms of maths and science. So even the same mining company they had, it was called Master Maths, a school where they take a young bright student with potential, whereby they take them through after school learning where they are further helped in terms of ensuring they get better grades in maths and science. So I was fortunate to be one of, in our high school, I was one of the two students which were forming part of that program. So after school, I will go to that program. Just after that, it will be the kid back running to training. So you always had something to do. You never had the time where you don't have anything to do. So it was quite a good environment and good upbringing.
So this Master Med, what did it lead to? Was it just make you even much better? It looks like it was a group of exclusive group of extraordinary intelligent people.
Not only that, but it's they were developing students with potential and ensuring that we we can be able to be developed in terms of obtaining good grades so that we can be able to and exposed to careers of medicine side, even in institutions of higher learning. So, and there's been competitions as well. There was Olympiad, which you represent either the circuit or the area which you are in, to the region, provincial and national. You can represent even the country as well. So there've been competition as well. It's still on. It's still at this moment. There's still those kind of initiatives which test some of the best students in maths and science and so forth.
Wow! And tell me, were you receiving the bursary from the mine? That is for the children of the mine employees. Bursary, sort of.
Yeah, for me it was being selected as best in my school. That ultimately it was bursary to be able to do that, to attend for free.
So your hard work and insights into mathematics and science actually earned you that space.
Yes.
Wow, that really sounds good. I think you. You may one day, or if you probably have done it already, visit the mine and say, "Listen, you played a part in my development." I know companies don't do this thing to be praised afterwards. It's a social responsibility, but you can imagine if there wasn't Palagora mine, you wouldn't have gone to live in Namakgale, right?
Yes,
it was. Your parents were working for Palagora mine.
Yes. Retired now. I think they really contributed immensely on the development, not only on the area, but there's a lot of my counterparts which went about to be able to pursue different careers, whether it's in engineering and even in other fields. They were really investing into community, and they're still doing that. As I have counterparts in universities, which I met after, even some they were sponsored by the same mining companies, and some our careers we crossed and so forth. So they've done a sterling job when coming to that.
And I assume you must have produced very good grade 12 results that landed you at the university. Maybe take us from grade 12 transitioning into Gauteng, and also why the type of institution that you chose after grade 12.
I matriculated in 98 with an exemption. This is a university entrance by then. It was called university entrance. And as maths, science, which is physics and biology by then. Good grades. I had interest in Value University of Technology because I had one cousin of mine who was in Val, studying there. It was Val Triangle by then. So I went to study production engineering because production engineering, in the sense of early in my career, I've noticed, though I was technically good, I had noticed that I'm more good in interacting with people, having to really manage facilities, manage or oversee certain work being done. So those soft skills early in my career, from whether it's on the field, whether it's in trade, I found myself leading, I found myself having to among my peers and so forth. So that's where I did not want to be more into technical, into design, and the engineering. I wanted to make more informed decisions in understanding the engineering side, but ultimately it was overseeing work and ensuring that I lead a team on a shared and common vision.
And while you were at Vale, you continued also playing football. You've always stressed yourself, there must be football and education. So nothing else but these two. there has to be football.
Yeah.
I guess that's, you found that to be a winning formula, it looks like.
There's been a winning formula in terms of health-wise, in terms of ensuring that you get into an environment, or it was a safe space for me in terms of I made lifelong friends. In terms of physical, being healthy, it's an environment where you can be able to ensure that you are taking care of your body, even in terms of clearing, relaxing, and ensuring that you can be able to perform well on your studies, concentrating. And so I had an opportunity to be coached by Coach Magala Galani, the legend.
Taka.
Yes. So at Val, but the challenge as well, as I've highlighted, it has been the institutions of higher learning, still which now they are trying to resolve a challenge of being a student athlete, especially if you are more into, there are certain programs, unless you're doing probably sport management or certain kind of programs which are relating to sports activities, you find there are certain programs which the link between you being an athlete and being a student, there's no link at all.
you
end up having to choose
between the two, and which is impossible.
Yeah, which is impossible. So that's why I end up having to because the first, I had to be a student first before I became an athlete. So student life came first.
Otherwise, you could have become a professional football player if you wanted. But I guess the parents and also your own desire based experience of at the high school to pursue education dictated or led you into choosing education.
Certainly, I believe I could have made it to a professional level with my abilities my experience and knowledge of the game, not only as a player, but I believe understanding the game, respecting the game, and playing the game, and with the passion and commitment which I believe I will have made it to the professional level.
Thank you very much. Let's keep it there. We will be back in a few minutes to continue with part two of our interview.
Thank you so much, Mr. Tim.